Welcome back to another Pastoral Care Ministry Team podcast. My name is Pastor Blake, and I'll be your host today, and I'm joined by Donald Henry.
Hello, Pastor Blake. What's up?
Man, so glad to be here today with you, Donald. And today we're talking about the importance of referrals. And so kind of wanted to qualify a couple of things. One is that from day one when we meet with people, we should always be thinking about what's the next step for them. Most people come in and they're not connected in relationships. And so we should be thinking about who do I need to pair them up with? Can I get them in a small group? Can I get them serving on the dream team? Can I get them on the growth track? Where can I get them plugged into relationships that will help them? Maybe they need a support group. I know that I'm only able to meet with them 3 to 4 times. I'm not going to spend the next 6 months, next year, but that's what everyone needs. We all need this community, these lasting relationships.
Absolutely.
So I should be thinking about referring from day one. But there's other times where I might need to refer them to someone, to another ministry team member, to outside, maybe to professional. And so what are some things that we should be looking for to say, hey, I might not be the best person to help them immediately? What are some signs to help with that?
Well, I kind of want to start off with the scripture that 1 Corinthians 3:9 that says that we are co-laborers. And so you're absolutely right in that we certainly should think from the very beginning of what are some other things, other resources that our clients can benefit from. But in addition to that, and this is why it's important in my relationship with Christ, is that he gives us the discernment to be able to discover in a session some of those things that require an immediate, may require an immediate referral. An example, it is rather not there in an active psychosis, rather not there hallucinating or seeing things. Okay. That's certainly an opportunity where you need to do an immediate referral to either the emergency room, call a family member to get them to the hospital, or something of that sort. The other right. thing is, if they're actively using substances, they come into your in a session drunk or high. That's something that you want to have an immediate referral to inpatient, perhaps, or at the minimum at that point, maybe intensive outpatient. Services within that community. The other thing is, whether or not it's a good fit. What I mean by whether or not it's a good fit is if you find yourself working harder than they're doing, you know, or they're not willing to do the work. It's just not a good fit. Either, you know, their perception of therapy or your approach. And it's okay.
Right, that's good.
It's okay to...
So there might be like a personality clash, there might be an age clash, maybe difference, maybe cultural. There might be a lot of different factors that say, you know, I just feel like this person can't receive from me for some reason. Let me find somebody that might be a better fit.
Right, absolutely. One of the things that, the creed I go by is, we call it client self-determination, meaning the people that we work with have free will.
Yeah.
And if they're not feeling it, If they're not satisfied, if they're not making the progress that they think they should make, they have the right to go elsewhere.
And we have to have the confidence that, you know what, we might not be the best fit for everybody, and right. It's okay.
Absolutely.
It's okay. It doesn't mean that we're not valuable. It just means it's just not a good fit.
Right. Absolutely. But we're still responsible.
Yes.
And so that's why we want to make sure that we make an appropriate referral so they can get the services that they need.
Really good point. It's about them getting the help that they need. And if it's not us, it's okay.
That's right. Absolutely. The other reason for a referral is that too close to home. I was reading, and I can't remember what book it talks about, you know, do we minister from an open wound?
Ooh.
Or do we minister from a healing?
That's right.
And so if it's too close, if we're grieving the loss of a loved one, and they come in because of the loss of a loved one, then certainly we want to refer them with someone that has had restoration or has been healed in that area.
That's a good point.
Number three is it beyond your expertise? You know, I really don't feel comfortable with this. I don't have enough knowledge about this particular matter. I haven't been trained to deal with this particular issue, because of course we want to, the least is do no harm. Right. And so we want to make sure that if we're not equipped and if we don't feel equipped, then that's the time to refer to someone that perhaps have had the experience and all the knowledge to deal with that particular challenge that the client brings in.
That is really good. You know, I'm always thinking about who knows more than me in this area that they're going through.
Yes.
Every time I'm meeting with new people.
That's good.
Because I want to get them with the best care they can get.
Absolutely. And then the other one is, when you're stuck, maybe they was making progress, but now for some reason this barrier, you haven't figured out what it is, or you figured out what it was, and you can't get past it. You can't help them to get past that. And so you're stuck. And so here again, you want to think about, like you said, who's a little bit more experienced in this area? Or here again, the Holy Spirit is saying, okay, you've sown that seed, now you need to send him somewhere else where somebody's going to water it.
That's
okay. You don't put that responsibility, all that responsibility, a burden on yourself to see change in this particular person that's coming for pastoral care.
Reminds me of the session where you talked about it's good to establish some goals, have vision for the thing. Well, when we feel like we're not achieving these goals and the sessions aren't going anywhere, we're stuck, there's no progress, it's probably time that we refer out to someone else.
Absolutely. And so the other thing is, the other reason for potential referral is when there's transference and countertransference.
Okay.
What transference means is that you are reminding them of someone from their life, some family member, whatever, and they're relating to you in that way, for good or bad. Okay. And then countertransference is that you're relating to them in a certain way because of a family member or an early experience that you've had. If you can use it to be productive, then that's great. But if you can't, you know, you and I was talking about when, you know, you get someone in there and they're just too touchy, right. You know, and it makes us feel uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, we certainly want to then consider perhaps referring them out. In that regard.
That's really good.
Protect the boundaries.
So when someone's getting too emotionally close, or we're getting too emotionally close to them, we probably need to have another member step in and help us out with this person.
Absolutely.
That's really good. You know, this reminds me of why our coaches and our ministry team, why they're so important to us, is that we should be processing this information with our coaches to help make the best care plan for the people that we're meeting with. So take advantage of the coach that it's assigned to you to help make the right decision if it's time to refer or not. Well, Don, I want to thank you again for joining us today on our leadership podcast here. And we'll hear from you next week. Looking forward to meeting you next week with our next podcast. Have a great day.